Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I just got the best compliment on Facebook. I made a post about how we're live with a picture of us, you know, proof of life. somebody said, thanks for being an abnormal human being. Happy Thanksgiving. That was the best compliment ever. I love being abnormal. That's fantastic. Being neurodivergent also. I'll take it. All right. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. She joins us every Thursday, even on Thanksgiving. We're both working. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, actually, I'm at home. I've already got my turkeys made. I'm all excited. I made two turkeys, having a big crowd today, so looking forward to that, and I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. What time did you get up to cook?
Oh, that was all done yesterday.
Oh.
Today is on cleaning.
Planned ahead. I don't even know what that looks like, but well done. I mean, it seems like a fine idea. we've got, turkey trot? You're working on that?
Well, of course, the turkey trot for those who participate. Is starting in about 30 minutes, and we're about 15 now. So, yeah, that's a big deal out on Pensacola Beach when people get out there and all of the dedicated runners go, this is an annual tradition. Really fun. I always love to see the pictures. It's not something I've ever done because, for one thing, I'm always cooking. But, yeah, that's really a fun way to celebrate the beginning of the big holiday season, and
most
lots
definitely.
Of things are starting to happen right now.
The Optimist Tree Lot has come back. That's a good mark of the holidays, right?
That's right. The Optimist Club may do so much good in our community. All the money stays right here, all dedicated to youth programs. And this is one of their main fundraisers throughout the year. They have fresh trees they bring in. They smell fantastic. They're good quality trees. And all of these guys that work on this every year with the help of, you know, so many other members of the community, they do such a great job. So if you want to go get your tree, which a lot of people do on Thanksgiving or the day after, please go by and get your tree from a local vendor.
No, that's great. That's great advice. The big lawsuit over the sewer interconnect error with Midway and Gulf Breeze and there was a third party, and I always forget who the construction company maybe. But anyway, that's all come to a resolution now with the lawsuit being finished, right? Well, I mean, the jury verdict anyway.
I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen with this. We found out that the people who were victims of this cross-contamination, which happened back in, gosh, what was it, year?
2021?
A couple years ago.
I think.
Yeah, maybe it was 21. Where a sewer line was connected to a water line.
Yeah.
And then once the houses went online and the sewer was turned on or the water was turned on, residents kept saying, we have a problem. Well, part of the problem was that Midway Water, who was their water supplier, didn't act quickly enough and discover the cause of the problem. And anyway, they were on the hook for $22 million of this $37 million verdict. And so I'm not sure where the other money comes from. It doesn't really say in the press release, but what a horrible thing to talk about, even on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, well, I think part of it was the other two entities. I know Gulf Breeze settled, you know, they were not part of the verdict. And so it was a question of, if you guys are 59% responsible, you get 59% of the judgment against you, and the other ones have to handle their own thing, however. But it's crazy because it's just citizens are paying this too. I mean, the citizens who had the homes, they lose, and the citizens who pay the fees and taxes that support these public entities, they lose. I mean, like it's just awful all the way around. We've got new chairs on the school board and the county commission, right?
Yeah, some familiar faces. We've got Carol Boston is going to be the chair of the school board. I'm sure she's looking forward to that. Of course, she's been on the school board for decades,
yeah.
And she's a great person. She represents Navarre. And on the county commission side, Colton Wright is going to, again, take the gavel and be the chair of the Santa Rosa County Commission. And he represents District 5, which is here in the Gulf Breeze area.
Yeah, that was an interesting one because, you know, they all wanted to make Rhett Rowell the chair, and he didn't want the job because he didn't think that he'd had experience as a vice chair just yet. And then they kind of wound up sort of skipping it. It was weird. The whole thing was kind of weird. You guys also have a story about the Navarre Beach Sea Turtle and Conservation Center has a new display.
Yeah, so this was very interesting to me. So they have got a display of fossils, prehistoric fossils of like prehistoric megalodon sharks, great white sharks, all found here locally. And what an interesting thing to find out. They've got hammerheads, stingrays, and you can go down there and take a look at it at the Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation Center. And that would be a really fun thing to do if you're not, if your kids are out of school, and you, or maybe you don't want to take kids, just go by yourself. Because what an interesting way to think about our area back in those times.
Yeah.
And what kind of creatures were roaming around and swimming around.
We are finally into the holiday season. That means things like the Gulf Breeze Christmas Parade, which is back this year, regular style. A little bit shorter is my understanding, so good. And also Elf Parade, right?
Well, the Elf Parade is on Friday. That's downtown Pensacola, if you're looking for something else to do. And, of course, shopping. Don't forget to shop at your local merchants. No, the Gulf Breeze Parade is going to be on the 6th. Lots of things are happening on the 6th and the 7th, so that's really coming up.
Yeah, I think we have Navarre, Milton, and Gulf Breeze all the same day again, which is kind of how it had been in the past, you know, but now having those all on the same day is nice again.
Yeah, and then on Sunday, the Pensacola Beach Parade as well.
Right.
So, yeah, lots of stuff going on next week, of course. And we have also got Splash magazine inside this issue, which arrived yesterday because of a holiday.
Nice.
So it's been in your homes yesterday, and if you're busy cooking or doing something traveling, be sure to pick it up and look at it because Splash has got the whole month of events in there, including things that are happening at the opera, also at Pensacola Little Theater. The Sanger is happening. All kinds of stuff's going on in December. And so you want to
nothing
sure
at all is happening at the Sanger Theater in December. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. The paper comes out every Thursday. Lisa, always a pleasure. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Good luck with your cleaning, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Thanks so much. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John, your eyes got as big as saucers when I said that.
Yes, it did.
I don't know. That's my job. Anyway, go on.
All
what
right.
Do you got?
No accidents to report to you. I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly. I mean, I've got nothing for you. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the
fives. You could
fives.
Have just recorded the traffic at home and just, you know, send it in. I'd play it every 10 minutes.
Oh, well, let's go.
Oh, no,
never mind. It's a little late.
I need
now.
You for other things. Actually, President Trump is speaking right now. Can we go to this? This is an update on the National Guardsman being shot.
That's Wednesday.
What? That was from previous?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thanks a lot, Fox News. We're actually waiting.
We're still waiting.
We're waiting for an update. That's why I got excited ahead of myself. So I apologize. I didn't mean to. Well, you know. I knew we were waiting for it, and it looked like it was there.
Soon.
No, that's probably 10 o'clock. Anyway, we'll see. 818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. How about we take a break? I'm Andrew McKay.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boat lifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction.
Love is in the air at Anderson Subaru during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or you can choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $215,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola.
Who were there responded immediately, at the engaging the suspect.
We're going live now to CC where we have an update on the National Guardsman who was shot.
Just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Where he remains as we speak under heavy guard. Thanks to the swift and coordinated response of the National Guard and the Metropolitan Police Department, no additional victims were harmed and the scene was secured within minutes. The suspect, he has been identified as Ramanullah Lakhanwal, a 29-year-old Afghan who entered the United States under Biden's Operation Allies Welcome, a program following the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. He resided in Bellingham, Washington, with his wife and, we believe, five children. And we're working very closely with our federal partners, especially DHS and the FBI, to review his immigration history and the vetting process itself. What we know about him is that he drove his vehicle across country from the state of Washington with the intended target of coming to our nation's capital. As we stand here today, the charges that are appropriate right now are three counts of assault with intent to kill while armed, a violation of D.C. Code 22-401 and D.C. Code 22-4502. He will also be charged with possession of a firearm during a crime of violence. He faces 15 years under the assault with the intent to kill. We intend to continue monitoring what the charges will be, depending upon the well-being of the guardsmen. We are praying that they survive and that the highest charge will not have to be murder in the first degree. But make no mistake, if they do not, that will certainly be the charge, murder in the first degree. The Department of Justice, under Attorney General Pam Bondi, is committed to a thorough and an impartial investigation where we will hold this perpetrator accountable under the full weight of the law. Now, Sarah and Andrew volunteered. They came here to protect the people of the district pursuant to a crime emergency that President Trump rightly declared in this city and in other cities across the country. Our nation's capital should not and must not be a place where evil comes to commit violence, whatever their cause or motive may be. We should not have to live in fear in the nation's capital, especially by one who came here from a foreign country. Through a process that was so absurd that he came through and released into this country, as many were, knowing virtually nothing about his vetting. This is what happens in this country when people are allowed in who are not properly vetted. These guardsmen and all who are here to protect the district are the line that separates a civilized society from a barbaric one. They are the ones who stand for law and order. This was not just an attack. It was a direct challenge to law and order in our nation's capital. And the individual will be made fully accountable. And though it seems that we have been here before, under President Trump, make no mistake, and the Attorney General, we will not allow this to be normalized. It will be confronted, condemned, and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Now, my message to the individual who committed these acts is you picked the wrong target, the wrong city, and the wrong country, and you will be sorry for the violence and the evil that you perpetrated in our nation's capital. And now I call upon the director of the FBI, Kash Patel.
Thanks, Judge. I'll begin my remarks and my remarks the same way, with prayer for our fallen soldiers, prayer for our law enforcement community, prayer for our National Guardsmen and women, prayer for our brave prosecutors at the Department of Justice and the offices of the D.C. United States Attorney. We must come together as a nation, especially on this Thanksgiving Day, and remember the sacrifices that so many are making around the world and around this country to secure our freedoms under President Trump's brilliant leadership and administration. I'll provide an update on the case as follows. It is an ongoing investigation of terrorism. Make no mistake about it. The FBI is leading out on this federal assault on a federal law enforcement officer investigation on many fronts. We immediately, with our law enforcement partners in the Metropolitan Police Department and the interagency, secured the scene, seized the weapon, sent in our evidence response team immediately to collect evidence and started doing block-by-block canvases. We are looking for and interviewing witnesses. The firearm and other materials have been sent to our Quantico laboratory already yesterday for immediate analysis. That work is ongoing. partnering with the D.C. United States Attorney's Office, we have also executed multiple search warrants around the country to include the subject's last known residence, which is in the state of Washington. The search warrant was executed on that house last night or early this morning, and it is an ongoing process. All the individuals found in the house have been interviewed, and some interviews remain ongoing. We will not stop until we interview anyone and everyone associated with the subject, the house, and every piece of his life. There's also subject interviews, relations conducted in San Diego, pursuant to our ongoing investigation. So, as the judge noted, this is a coast-to-coast investigation being led right here in Washington, D.C., and this subject definitely did pick the wrong country. And we will rise together as a nation to show the world what we do here. And we are thankful that we have the Attorney General's brave leadership and President Trump's brave leadership and priorities to safeguard our communities. I also spoke to Director of the CIA, John Ratcliffe, last night, and Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth. There is confirmation now that the subject had a relationship in Afghanistan with partner forces. We are fully investigating that aspect of his background as well, to include any known associates that are either overseas or here in the United States of America. That is what a broad-based international terrorism investigation looks like. We will provide continuous details to the American public while at the same time not jeopardizing the ongoing prosecution to ultimately hold this perpetrator accountable in our courts of law. We will provide as much transparency as possible, but as you can see, the breadth and scope of this investigation will continue. We will continue to hit the streets and hit every town and every house and talk to every witness. The men and women of the FBI and the Metropolitan Police Department and the interagency, to include the Department of Homeland Security, DEA, and ATF, are working tirelessly on this Thanksgiving Day. And I know just by talking to the leaders behind me that instead of going on and being with their families, everyone rogered up and showed up to work today. And none of them want to go home. That's the resolve that we have together as a team to bring to you justice for this heinous act of terrorism here in our nation's capital. And as the judge said, we will ensure that our law enforcement partners are out there in full force to make sure the world can enjoy our nation's capital. We will not let this heinous act of violence prevent people from visiting our beautiful nation's capital. And we will also continue to highlight any evidence that we can publicly. And as the judge said, this individual is in this country for one reason and one reason alone, because of the disastrous withdrawal from the Biden administration and the failure to vet in any way, shape, or form, this individual and countless others, and this administration has taken the rightful step to stop any further allowance of people with this similar background into the country, and we're thankful for that. And as I said, this investigation remains ongoing, and I think I'll turn it over to General Blanchard of the National Guard now. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. All across America this morning, families are waking up. They'll spend the day with their children, their brothers, sisters, husbands, wives, friends from across the community. There will be the smell of turkey, all the fixings. They'll watch parades, football games. They'll pray together. They'll talk about what they're grateful for. This morning, there are two families that will not have that opportunity. Andy and Sarah's families, they're spending the day reflecting on the past. And in the days coming, they'll reflect on and think about what could have been, what might be. Because regardless of the outcome, we know that their lives, their family's lives are all changed forever. Because one person decided to do this horrific and evil thing. And all across America, we are also reminded that there are many law enforcement agents, first responders, soldiers, service members all around the world who at best will come home, eat some cold turkey, open up Tupperware, eat what's left over, because they spent the day defending the American ideals, getting out there and getting after it on every American citizen's behalf. I will say that the District of Columbia National Guard, this task force, is more committed this morning to the president's directive to make D.C. safe and beautiful. Our resolve will be tested. It is being tested. But make no mistake, each and every one of these soldiers and airmen will meet and exceed the expectation that we have for them. They are, in fact, America's best. I'm proud of each and every one of them. I pray for each and every one of them today, and in particular, for these two young service members who are willing to go above and beyond and pay whatever price our nation asks of them. I ask every American today to keep them in their thoughts and prayers as you go about your day. Thank you.
So this is the press conference that's going on right now in D.C. after the horrible shooting of the two guardsmen yesterday. A lot we have learned so far that this person did come here as a part of Operation Allies Welcome. He was living in Bellingham, Washington with his wife and five kids. He drove across country for this attack. He's been charged, according to a U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, Jeanine Pirro, former judge, with three counts of assault with intent to kill while armed. She says that carries a 15-year sentence. I do not know if that's per or a total. And also a charge of possession of a firearm during an assault. We hope not, but if either of them passes away due to their injuries, that will be increased to murder in the first degree. The names of the guardsmen, Sarah and Andrew. Then Kash Patel talked about them getting, and actually Jeanine said also, low-quality vetting, blamed it on the Biden administration for the disastrous withdrawal and a failure to vet. I will say, based on my research, the people who came here from Afghanistan were vetted. The quality of the vetting looked fairly good at the time. That, of course, does not mean that they cannot make mistakes. But we do believe he even said that he had a relationship with partner forces, which would have put him in line for an SIV, a special visa that would allow him to come here as having cooperated. There's about 190,000 people from Afghanistan currently have resettled here with asylum. There were some time limits on all of that. There's 260,000 have applied and are still waiting and do not have it. About 40% of those settled here had this special, the SIV type visa. So that's everything we know at the moment. When we have more information, of course, we'll share it with you. But the one piece about not having been vetted at all, I would put that in brackets, waiting for subsequent clarification. I'm not taking Kash Patel at his word on that particular statement. 8:33 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Yeah. David?
Thank you very much, Andrew. A 63-year-old woman has been arrested after attempting to rob a bank in Escambia County. Officials say Gwendolyn Brown passed a note to a teller at the Ensley branch of the Regions Bank on Nine Mile Road Wednesday, indicating she was robbing the bank. A teller handed her a bag with money, but then apparently took the bag back. Deputies arrived before Brown could leave the bank. She was arrested without incident. She has been charged with communications fraud and grand theft. Brown is being held in the Escambia jail with her bond set at $5,000. The Miracle League of Pensacola held its 15th annual Turkey Fry fundraiser yesterday. Volunteers deep-fried hundreds of turkeys to help raise money for the organization. The Miracle League provides children with physical and mental disabilities the chance to play baseball in a safe, supportive environment where they say every child gets to hit, run, catch, and score. Well, four Marion County firefighters are now out of a job and facing serious charges after deputies say they kidnapped, robbed, and beat a fellow first responder. Marion County Sheriff Billy Woods, he says it was far beyond a prank.
We are here today because of these four firefighters who went a little bit too far with hazing.
And deputies say they arrested Edward Kenny, Seth Day, and Tate Trouthwine on kidnapping, robbery, and battery charges. A fourth firefighter, 25-year-old Kaylee Bradley, is accused of robbery and being an accessory. Well, as families across Pensacola and the area get ready for Thanksgiving, Mayor D.C. Reeves says he has one tradition going at his house, but he says he's not exactly glued to the screen for it. He tells News Radio that the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will definitely be on, but not necessarily watched.
Yeah, I like having it on in the background. I don't know that I'm an intent watcher, maybe when Caroline was younger, but and just to see if maybe if the balloons blow away or something. But.
Mayor Reeves says the parade is basically the official soundtrack of Thanksgiving prep, and says he's watching for runaway Snoopy balloons. He also wished everybody a safe and happy holiday. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, nor delays. Everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And looking at our forecast for today, it's going to be a beautiful Thanksgiving. Highs in the mid-60s, sunshine. Low down into the 40s again overnight, and a beautiful Black Friday as well with a high of around 60 and sunshine. Warming up just a little bit for the weekend. 8:35, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And, of course, markets are closed for Thanksgiving today, so we don't have... Don't have the opening bell prices as we normally do. Taking a look at a few of our Thanksgiving headlines, though. Major retailers like Walmart, Target, and Costco, and Sam's Club all closed in observance of the holiday, along with a lot of restaurants and grocery stores. Home Depot and Lowe's hardware stores are closed. Banks, post offices, shopping, and shipping services all closed. More people are expected to be on the hunt for deals for Black Friday tomorrow. According to a new survey, they'll be looking to spend less than they did last year, though. Deloitte's 2025 holiday retail survey shows that on average, consumers who plan to shop during the Black Friday to Cyber Monday period are expected to spend an average of $622, down 4% from 1 year ago. 6 in 10 full-time employees say they plan to look for Cyber Monday deals on Monday while they're at work. Most of them say they don't even feel guilty about it because everybody does it. That's according to a survey by Coupon Follow. Throughout the rest of the year, employees spend an average of nearly 2.5 hours a week doing their online shopping during work. And again, markets are closed today, but crypto's always trading. Bitcoin's up 851.75 today at 97.21. But crypto markets are mixed. Ethereum, Solana, Dogecoin, and XRP all showing modest losses today. It's 8:37. Our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Love is in the air at Anderson Subaru during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or you can choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $215,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Share the love and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Down, set, hut! We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn Ends. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow-smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area: Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Help and Hope Clinic's annual fundraiser, Christmas at the Clinic, presented by Sandy Sansing, is Tuesday, December 2nd at 5:30, Pensacola Country Club, 1500 Bayshore Drive. Enjoy heavy hors d'oeuvres and desserts while exploring stunning Christmas trees and wreaths. Then, bid in the exciting silent and live auctions. Online bidding opens a week early for everyone. Proceeds benefit Help and Hope Clinic, providing free medical, dental, pharmacy, and mental health care to the underserved and underinsured in the area. Get your tickets today.
ADX Communications isn't just a company name. It's a home to four great radio stations and the area's most robust digital platform. And we're proud of the successes our local business partners have had, trusting our years of marketing experience.
This is Philip Warren with the law firm Taylor Warren Widener Hancock & Barnes. When we need to get a message out to our community, we rely on our friends at ADX Communications. They are clear, reliable, and effective.
Hey, I'm Jonathan Cook, owner of Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. I enjoy working with the great team with this radio station. Dependable, local, professional, result-driven ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola, tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, so it is Thanksgiving. We are live, of course, every day except for Christmas. We give you live radio. Tomorrow, same thing, Black Friday. We'll be here at normal time, 5 to 10, or 5 to 9. Meg is on from 9 to 11.
And I'm live, too.
And she is live, too. And she's here, live.
Hi, I'm here, alive.
How do we prove it? I don't know. Anyway.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So the question of the day is, this is actually supplied by a listener. I appreciate that.
Oh, cool.
If you have a good frivolous topic, feel free to supply it to me. I'll use them for sure. You can either email me, andrew@newsradio1620.com. It's our AM signals, our email domain, or just text it to me. You know, I'll get it. Anyway, so question of the day is, do you watch the parades when they're on TV? Do you watch TV parades? We all love in-person parades, and Pensacola is, you know, parade happy. We do all kinds of parades. In fact, it's kind of cool. Gulf Breeze has the Christmas parade again this year, which
Yay,
is great.
Yay, Gulf Breeze.
But do you watch, like, the Macy's Day Parade? Do you watch the, you know, Hummers? I'm trying to think. What's that?
Hummers?
Hummers.
Yeah, there's a Hummers. I think, you know, that might be New Year's Day.
Okay. I don't know. The Rose Bowl parade is the other one that I think of as the big TV parade. Macy's and the Rose Bowl parade are the big ones. Do you watch them or not? Do you care or not? Do you turn off the volume or do you celebrate the, what's the word I want? What's the kind word I want? Attempt at excellence. I mean, live events are hard, but all right. So John, every year I have my own thoughts about all this, of course. John Pickens, do you watch the parades, not watch the parades? Are you like D.C. where you have it back? It's like background noise?
Oh, no.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Not even a little bit?
I've discovered YouTube, and boy, that's what I need.
Why do you hate America?
I don't.
You don't like the bands? You don't like the dancing
girls?
Oh, I
girls
do, and
the, yeah.
You don't like all of the promotions of all of the NBC, you know, properties and how
I
they
know.
Everything is
yes,
all about Al Roker and the stuff that he loves and... Not a fan?
No.
I want to hear Hoda Kotb talk about how this is another new show that's coming on NBC.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Don't want to watch the lip syncing?
No.
Or see, you know, what the 8 latest musicals are and they're like 90-second redux. So they're, none of that appeals to you?
No.
Okay. All right. You just hate America. Don't want to see the new balloons?
No. I mean, if I'm there in person, yes, I get it.
I have never seen John Pickens be such a wet blanket before in my life, and I
wow.
love it. It's a new side. I love John because he's so enthusiastic and chipper all the time, but he's a no. He's a firm, or maybe a...
Well, that's firm, all right.
He says,
wow. Okay, then.
I discovered YouTube, buddy.
437-1620. We got our first listen to the podcast text. Oh, that's great. Oh, I love it.
That's awesome.
You're 2 hours in delay. I love it. Okay. All right, so Meg.
Okay, I absolutely love holidays. I love Thanksgiving for everything that it stands for. And I lived in New York City, so I think I mentioned before that on the night before, you go up to the Upper West Side where they're blowing up the balloons, which is the coolest thing ever.
Okay.
So, but it's also in the middle of the night because you have to blow them up right before they take them back downtown.
Do they get dizzy from all that air they got to blow out?
Yeah, it's a lot of people. You're such a smart owl.
I bet they have machines now. Anyway, go on. What
Whatever.
Else? So you've seen
You're
them blow up.
Ruining the whole experience already. And then you have to be there. So I had the opportunity to be there a couple of times, which is just awesome. So yes, I have it on all the TVs in the house.
Oh, okay.
And watch it, but I don't sit down and watch it because I'm usually cooking or something like that. And I made a mistake. I have to laugh. I said the Hummers Parade.
You meant the
Mummers Parade. I haven't had my coffee yet, but that's on New Year's Day.
H1's, H2's, or H3's. All right.
It's New Year's Day in Philadelphia. Fair enough. Sorry, but it's the Mummers, not the Hummers.
That's
but
funny.
I was close. But I love Thanksgiving, and I love the balloons and Snoopy. My favorite was to see Snoopy when they blow up Snoopy.
Yeah?
I just love it.
I wonder, now that you've said that, I wonder if anybody sits and watches it. Just watches the Rose Parade or the Macy's Day Parade. I think as a kid I did.
Absolutely. I watched every second
of it. It's definitely background noise to me now. It's also show prep because I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. So I have it on and I'm recording, so I'm paying attention.
But I wanted to see the floats and the Macy's. Yeah. And you know, the best part, though, of always, every year, it is not Christmas.
Until Santa comes?
Santa in the Macy's Parade.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I do sit down and watch that every year.
Now, my question for you, Andrew.
Oh, interesting.
As the fast-forward guy, do you fast-forward?
Of course.
I mean, you watch a game in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, if I get bored, I'm like...
I bet that button is wore down.
See, but you're missing the point, because if you watch the parade and then they do the close-ups of the little kids and their eyes are all bright and shiny and they're excited, and usually it's cold and I'm in Florida and I'm so happy I'm in Florida. You know, it's like you don't experience the whole, like really enjoy what you're looking at.
If it's while I'm cooking, I don't probably fast forward because I'm cooking.
Right.
But if I'm having to catch up on it when I'm not cooking, I'm definitely not watching it in real time.
You need to take a picture of that fast forward button. It's probably worn down.
So worn out. Yeah, for sure. All right, John, 437-1620. Do you like watching the parades on TV? Do you have a preference between the Rose Parade and the Macy's Parade? I actually prefer the Rose Parade just because I think the artistry of what they do for those floats is unbelievable.
Oh,
I think it's fantastic.
I actually went to that parade when Georgia played in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, double name drop. Been to Macy's, watched them blow out the balloons. Been to the Rose Parade, Georgia.
I love the parades, and I loved being at the Rose Bowl. I'm jealous, actually.
It sounds like a fantastic thing.
The flowers up close. Oh my God, y'all! What they do to create those
floats? It's crazy.
It's incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. It is.
It's really neat.
John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John,
brought to you by Apple Market. Their catering makes the holidays easy. Fresh, delicious meals for any gathering. Stress-free and festive. Order today. Apple Market, 1021 Scenic Highway in Pensacola. And as you can guess, there are no accidents or no delays. Everything is rolling smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to buy or sell a home, Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are really good at this. They sold 165 homes last year. That's about 3 to 4 a week. Okay, 3.5, kind of right in that zone. The year before that, 175. The year before that and a couple of years before that, they were selling over 200 a year. And you say, well, you know, what's the difference? Well, the market has changed. I mean, the market was easy, you know, 3 years ago. The market has been a little bit more challenging the last couple of years. But don't worry, they still sell a lot of homes, and that means a lot of experience, a lot of having gotten all the way through to the end, you know, to the closing. In fact, one of the things she says is that with the market being more challenging, she's having people come to her who've had other realtors not be able to sell their home, which is, man, frustrating. But if you've ever gone through that, man, you just don't want, that's just, So, you know, you don't have to wait for her to be the second or third or sixth. She has two clients. She was their sixth realtor. Oh, my God, the despair. Anyway, 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Meg, you breathed in deeply like you were about to say something. Did you
I
have
thought
a-
of something I wanted to mention. Yes, he knows me too well.
That's a marriage thing, by the way, too. You know how people breathe? And when they breathe a certain way and then they don't say something, you're like, yes?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I was all excited to tell everybody that today is the 99th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Thank you.
99 years. Think about that.
I know,
that.
It is.
That's incredible.
A long time.
They must have done it in horse and buggies. I mean,
437-1620. Yeah, I suppose so. Bahamas. All right. So John says, I have it on in the background, mostly because all the women are talking in the house.
Funny. Okay, I understand that.
I get that, yeah. If you only watch parades on TV, I'll only watch parades on TV. I love Macy's as it reminds me of my childhood. I think there's a lot of that. I think there's a lot of things we do to reconnect with the joy of being a kid or what we remember as a kid. Yeah, for sure. And all of the, by the way, that's a key part of the holidays is that you are eating the things that mom made and you're smelling the smells that mom or grandma made and you're having the foods and the traditions and all. Yeah. You know, you put out the tree like they did and you put out the crash if you do like they did. And all of that stuff is reparticipation in your childhood and in your life. And it's special. It's a liturgy of sorts. You know, when you go to church, the liturgy is a high church term for just the order of the service. But holidays have a liturgy to themselves. And, you know, the habits and the practices and the rituals and all of that stuff, that's important. You know, so anyway, and the parade for a lot of us is an important element in that liturgy, which is why we keep doing it. Somebody says the cynical side of me watches to hopefully see balloon mishaps. Yeah, I mean, I can't say that's wrong. somebody says, let's see, last actually watched Macy's when my sister marched in it. Otherwise, it's background maybe 1 year out of three. Tournament of Roses is more impressive, but it's also background more like 1 out of 3 years.
You know, if I know that a local high school is marching in it, of course you're going to
you
wait
see
for that
your
point,
right.
Of course, but we're just talking overall.
General, yeah. Right. Yeah, no, I agree with that. Carla says, we were at the Rose Bowl parade when Northwestern played and lost to USC in 96. She's a Northwestern fan. Seeing the floats being decorated was an amazing experience. I bet. Yeah, no, I definitely bet. I've said this before. I'll say it again. I hate watching the parade. The parade part is fine by me, although I wish you didn't always have to wonder whether they're lip-syncing. They are. almost all the time. I like watching the musicals. I like watching the dancing. I'm an art fan. So
I love the bands.
Yes.
Because it's such a treat. We've even had, I think Gulf Breeze has been there. Some of our local high schools have been in the Macy's Parade.
I love thinking about those kids and getting the time of their life to be on TV and to do that thing.
Yeah,
it's
so
all
exciting.
Of that. And even that one kind of reminds me of one of the things we did as a kid. My mom was a choir director. She was the musician part of the family. My dad was the pastor. She was a drum, majorette when she was a kid, and she played flute in the marching band. So we did drum corps, and I will tell you, if you've never been to a drum corps competition, like a real one where you've got, like, you know, it's a big stadium, and I mean, it's an impressive thing, and it's super loud. You think of the halftime shows, that you might see in person, and it's like that, but even more.
On steroids.
Weirdly. Yeah, it's even more, and it's crazy. So, you know, there's a part of me that it's like reconnecting through the liturgy. It's like reconnecting with my mom she's not with us anymore, but I'd watch that with her. And so all of these things are, you know, good touchstone points in your life. And, don't dismiss them. But again, it is for me, the commentary for which I hate watch.
I have an idea. Turn up your radio, us, and then have the TV on.
Oh, no, because the dumb things they say are entertaining. The dumb things they say are fun, plus it's the music and I get the sounds of it all. So.
But it's on. It started at 8:30 time zone.
Yeah, it's already going, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, that's our frivolous topic for the day. And again, in fact, I'll elaborate on this in just a minute, but one of the things I do recommend as a conversation at the dinner table sometimes with family can be challenging at the holidays. So I have some suggestions for you coming up next. I'm Andrew McKay.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops. And they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Bailey's Produce and Nursery.
News Radio 92.3. Unlike other stations, we are live today for Thanksgiving. News Radio 92.3.
You're telling me you can eat almost an entire turkey in one sitting?
That's right. Because I'm a Tribbiani. This is what we do.
I actually think the Joe Buck comment from a couple of years ago during Lego Masters was actually one of my favorites, because Joe is always like the straight guy, you know, but you know, just like he's not making jokes. He's not doing color. He's just the straight guy commentating.
Thanksgiving, the holiday where I do football so you don't have to talk to your relatives.
Oh, goodness.
That's so perfect.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and I did say I would share you some tips, and I will in just a second. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives.
That's right. No surprise. We are running accident-free and delay-free. I'm not seeing anything to slow you down on the way to grandmother's house. I'm John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
Grandmother's house. So formal.
I know.
It's not over the woods, over the river and through the woods to grandma's house we go?
I mean.
It's grandmother's in song, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. You're right, John. I'm wrong. It happens.
Mark, wait, what?
Wait, hold on a second. I've got to save that clip.
Glitched. I don't know.
Y'all are so predictable. I love it.
Write this date down, John.
I have.
So the question is, what can you talk about at the Thanksgiving dinner table with the family, or in not at the table at other times? And of course, you know, the experts all say, well, don't talk politics, don't talk religion, don't talk about, you know, when are you getting married, when are you having kids, all that kind of stuff. I actually am a fan of talking about controversial subjects because. Because as long as you can do it well, that's real relationship. Now, if you can't do it well, that's its own problem. Mm-hmm. But two suggestions. Suggestion number one is go ahead and go to my Facebook page and look up. I put a list of what I thought are the 10 easiest, best, frivolous topics from the last couple of months that you can use.
There you go.
These are conversation starters. That's literally why I do it. Partially because it's not news. Partially because it's fun. Partially because this is a chance for you to have dinner table conversation. So things like, do expiration dates on food matter to you? Or when do you turn your porch light on and off? Or, you know, something you learned in school that you never used as an adult? Or an item from a restaurant that you miss? Or how long should a shower take? Not as long as John takes. does hair color tell you anything about personality? By the way,
how do you know that?
I have continued to keep track, and I am never more than 5 minutes, John. So I don't know what y'all are doing in that shower.
I'm just speechless.
John goes
right
until
now.
The water gets cold. That's what he told us.
Well, my house, yes.
Anyway.
Doesn't at the hotel.
So these are all, you know, questions that you can ask. How much cash do you carry these days? Do you pay for anything with cash? Just, you know, throw them in when you want to. And if they don't work, blame me. Say, I don't know, Andrew McKay thought it was a good topic. He's such a maroon.
And then you start talking about Andrew.
That's fine. Okay. But if somebody at your table or at dinner, you know, crazy Uncle Jeffrey, brings up how much he hates Trump or loves Trump or hates Biden or loves Biden or...
Do you want to do our demonstration?
Guns are bad or guns are good. Okay, here's what you do. You check your ego at the door. If you want to, this is fun. And just don't fight. Just ask questions. Let them be heard. People want so badly to be heard. Let them be heard. So, John, pick a subject, any crazy thing, any crazy idea, and you bring it up. You can be my crazy Uncle Johnny for a second.
All right. Guns are bad.
Oh, okay. Why? Why do you think so?
Because the guns kill people.
Okay. What do you think we ought to do about that?
We should take away the guns.
For, like, everybody, even police?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Okay.
Just beat each other with billy clubs.
So I mean, no, but seriously, like, you'd like to see the police disarm? I mean, they do it in Britain. You know,
yeah.
I mean, some of the police have guns, but most of them don't. So you think that'd be better?
Yeah, we need to go back to the old days of beating.
Okay. Have you John's kind of being playing properly, but you can literally just ask. You know, the one you did earlier was pretty good. You think Biden actually won the election?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, why do you think that?
Because he got more votes.
Okay. So you think Trump isn't really the president?
No, he's not.
Do you think we ought to, I mean, should he be removed? Who do you think, what do you think should be done?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it should happen right now.
Okay. I mean, have you ever talked to anybody about this?
Yeah, I talk to myself all the time.
So the point is, don't do it snarky. Don't be a jerk about it. But you can literally just give people a platform. And it doesn't mean they're right. And it doesn't make you wrong. You know, the truth isn't false because you didn't defend it today. You don't have to win the conversation. You can win the relationship. Local Talk in the Morning, 5:10.